What? I can't get away from this one.
Meeting of the Transportation Committee, May the seventh. No, May the sixth. Will please come to order, let the record show that we do have a quorum, Representative, Miller, North Pole, Representative Phillips, Representative Herman, Representative Boot, and Representative Keel are present. We are going to take up today HB 69 first. This is the, Board Authority Bill for DOT. It's my intention to move it out of committee, and, I might make a couple explanatory remarks. We have worked on this bill for approximately 2.5 years. It may not be the best, but it's the best we've been able to come up with. One thing about the bill is the fact that it is deriving a great deal of attention in DOT. I recognize that we need to give them an opportunity to, get their act together, and perhaps something like this will help them do so. And, so right at the present time, let's take up HB 69.
My motion?
Yes.
Madam Chairman, I move HB 69, and I'd like to discuss it.
All right.
You know, I understand what you're trying.
We're up for discussion.
I understand what you're trying to do. I'm not really all that enthusiastic about the bill. I do think, however, that the commission should be made up of the Transportation Committee of both House and Senate, instead of having a separate commission. But I see this thing has another committee referral. We can amend that right there. So I don't have any real negative attitude on that. But that's the only thing that really concerns me on the bill itself.
All right. Is there any further discussion on the bill?
I think that
Representative Lockhart.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I was just going to say that if, in fact, there are matters relating to transportation that one of us feels should be brought out in form of amendment, it should be done in the Transportation Committee. Honestly, I feel strongly about not giving up our clout, if you will.
Is there any further discussion on the bill? The motion before us is to move 169 out with individual recommendations.
Yes.
Is there any objection? If not, so ordered. Mr. Szymanski isn't here right now, but
here
you have.
Is.
Oh. Szymanski is now here.
Under the wire.
Out of breath, but here.
Run quick.
I just passed out, what happened to my copy? This. A committee substitute for HB 10.
HB 10.
HCR 10.
HCR 10, I'm sorry.
Okay. Let me explain to what. In rewriting that thing, what we ended up doing, incorporating.
We do have some witnesses to testify. Where'd Mr. Greening go? Oh, he was just going to observe. Okay. Mr. Szymanski, would you like to take the floor and explain the committee substitute that you're proposing?
Okay, based on the meeting which we had with DOT Representative Armstrong and the last meeting on the resolution, I met with Mr. Greening, who is concerned with primarily the tourism aspects of it and the access from that end of it. Talked with Representative Fritz's staff. In fact, I think it's probably where Mr. Greening is now, is just consulting again with Representative Fritz. The draft incorporates we tried to incorporate all the comments and concerns that people brought up. And let me get down, pick up where the new language picks up. The last whereas was to incorporate whereas the development of Whittier would create greater recreational opportunities for South Central Alaska, provide for access to beautiful Prince William Sound. I incorporated a lot of chairman's comments associated with that's really what we're doing here, where it's going to open up a recreational opportunity to South Central Alaska, and let's not say any other way, that's exactly what we're doing. It's a beautiful area, and it's an important tourism attraction, and that along with that, future harbor facilities, the Shucking Cove facility and so forth are going to indeed be online, and it's going to be potentially one of the major tourism areas of the South Central Alaska. So we picked up that in the whereas there. Then the therefore be resolved section was drafted primarily in line with Armstrong's comments. Armstrong basically said, okay, action-oriented, feasible position would be the following. Direct, and that's direct the Department of Transportation public facilities to complete before the convening of the second session, and that gets into where we were talking about before the next session, 13th legislature, a preliminary design. The word preliminary design is action-oriented, and it says exactly what they're supposed to come out with. They're going to come out with a preliminary design. That is not bid-ready documents, but a preliminary design of one-way traffic facilities, which was option 3 in the proposal. Instead of saying option 3 of the proposal and getting that language, just went into pick up the language that says of one-way traffic facilities through Whittier tunnels, and if needed, and the word if needed, because they don't know exactly on that ventilation. There may be that characteristic that exists with prevailing temperatures on two sides of the tunnels and all this other stuff that may allow the ventilation to exist naturally. Lighting and other amenities such as traffic control systems, and provide legislature with construction cost estimates and projected cost per passengers based on anticipated traffic volume. And that incorporates the concern that the body had related to giving us an actual dollar per unit cost of what it's going to cost this thing to do it. If it costs $10 million, you divide by the number of people going to go through it, what's the cost per unit going to be, and they're going to come back with a figure on that.
All right, Mr. Szymanski, would you like to move your committee substitute so that we could legitimately discuss it?
I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute be adopted.
Is there any objection?
Object.
Would you state your objection, Representative?
Further discussion, Madam Chair.
All right. Let's have now that it's legitimately before us. Then let's have some discussion.
Chairman,
Representative Boone.
Just a point in lieu of the original bill, probably going to those.
Yeah. In lieu of the original resolution.
Okay. Representative Boone, you had your hand up some time ago.
Well, did you want to discuss your objection?
Yes, I do, but I would prefer to hear the witnesses, like the chairman had mentioned.
Actually, I don't have any witnesses on it. I see here where Mr. Green is here to observe. However, would you like to testify on this bill, Mr. Green?
Well, I think and Chairman Representative Szymanski covered it
would
pretty well.
Would you state your name for the record?
Clark Greening, and my interest in the resolution is through my work with AVA, the Alaska Visitors Association. For years had an interest in having the Prince William Sound open to both recreational and visitor visits, and it's been a much discussed project, and it's been much studied, and probably the last thing we need is another study. So I discussed this with the prime sponsor, agreeable to the changes. The Alaska Visitor Association endorses it.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Greening. Representative Abood.
Just one thing that kind of bothers me a little bit here, that we're actually directing the Department of Transportation, et cetera, to complete before the convening of the second session, that is before January something of this coming year. So they're going ahead and they're really going to make a preliminary design. I'd like to know first whether or not, before they start that kind of money and spend money to do all this, it's like $250,000 study design, whether or not they're even, if they do come up with a good idea, that the Alaska Railroad, the federal government, will even consider letting us do it or working with them. And thus far, they have no, they've said no. And I'm just wondering where we are in that.
Representative Szymanski?
I was going to say, one of the comments that we discussed in drafting that, therefore, was to incorporate language, and I forget the exact language that Armstrong talked about, was coordination of permit requirements of Alaska Railroad. But then he reflected on it and he said, well, I interpret we could do that under preliminary design. That would be one of the prerequisites in doing it. And I said, well, you know it better than I do as far as what you need as far as language there goes. But he had indicated that that's what indeed that they would take into consideration as part of the preliminary design.
May I respond?
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I think that's well and good. But something may go wrong with him somewhere along the line or somebody else, and all they're going to do is spend $250,000. We got a very beautiful design and a preliminary design and all the traffic lights and et cetera. The only difference is it won't make any difference now because the railroad isn't going to allow us to get in on their property anyway. And it is federal property. And I think something should be stated in there.
Yeah.
It was another thought in addition to the fact that the department will look into this immediately. The railroad is not likely to long remain with the present owners, whether it goes to a private concern or whether it goes to a state or some entity. It's not likely we'll be dealing with the same set of managers. That has been the problem in the past, and I know that DOT's reluctance to even consider this has been the fact that it's some kind of joint management. And it is a concern, but I think it has to be part of the general study. And as far as dealing with the federal government in the future, I think they're going to be a lot easier to deal with since you're trying to unload the whole outfit.
Just one response. I look at it in the opposite viewpoint of that. I'm saying that they know they're going to lose the railroad sometime, and I don't see anything in the wings that tells me that we're going to own that railroad in the next 3 or 4 years. Nothing is indicated to that yet. A lot of problems with that. In the meantime, Whittier still sits down there where we can't do a damn thing with it. What I'm saying is now we're going to study the design. First thing we got to do is say, hey, you're going to lose the railroad anyway, sooner or later, so why not kind of cooperate? Let's get a feel from them in this bill that also to negotiate with the railroad. See whether or not, number one, they want it, they'll allow us to do it. If not, we can come down heavy on them through the federal government or something. We can do something, but we shouldn't go blindly into a preliminary design only to take the design and shove it up here. Well, sure, we'll have it, but what good is it going to do Whittier this year or next year or the year after if we're still going to be negotiating for the Alaska Railroad?
I understand your concern, and we understood in talking to DOT that preliminary design isn't final engineering.
That's right.
Doesn't enable you to go to a contractor and say, here, build it. It's the step before final engineering, and included in that concept is the development of the right-of-way and negotiations, joint use, or whatever is possible. I realize that there'll be a period of time of uncertainty until the management of the railroad is settled. But this is the first step to doing the final engineering.
Well,
and we could add the language. I mean, if you're concerned about that, it seems to me to
put it in there.
Yeah.
Representative Locker.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I would just like to say that requiring the Department of Transportation to complete this project, and I know that this project is preliminary engineering, before the next legislature convenes, would require me to vote no against this bill, even though I support the resolution and I support the original concept. I believe that there are all of us around this table that have projects that DOT will be working on. DOT already has their work laid out for 84. And to get put something on them and require them that it be finished before this legislature reconvenes is totally unrealistic. It would say that this is the number one priority for this case to the Department of Transportation. I don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that they had felt that they could do it. And one of the reasons is there has been extensive studies done on the Whittier Tunnel, and a lot of it we've seen before us. And I also was under the impression that, and maybe mistakenly, that there was a desire to see it before us next session. They're going to move on it, so that's one reason I incorporated it. And also in response to Representative Boots, I had drafted, just throw it in here, after the word preliminary design, I just said in conjunction with Alaska Railroad for one-way auto, and then I also threw in the word auto traffic instead of just traffic.
Would you like to amend your...
I was going to ask Representative Boots if...
Preliminary
design in conjunction with Alaska Railroad.
In conjunction doesn't tell me much.
Or, I don't know.
In cooperation with?
Coordination.
Yeah, we use the word coordination. In coordination with Alaska Railroad for one way. And then Representative Herman had indicated to me we got down to... traffic facilities, and that could be anything. And I was going to say maybe we had to go with automobile traffic or auto traffic facilities. Is that what you were indicating?
Yeah.
Would that eliminate? Excuse me for interrupting. Would that eliminate truck
and bus?
Yeah.
It would.
Well, I
maybe then traffic. Just leave it traffic.
If I might, make a suggestion there, and it'd be motor traffic or wheel traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you just put auto, you're eliminating your trailers, which is the...
Motor traffic.
Okay.
It covers airplanes.
Flying through a tunnel, right?
Madam Chair, your response?
I'm on the list to follow up.
Yeah, Representative Walker, as soon as...
Okay, I'm done, so I guess I'd just say I'd move to and ask unanimous consent that the amendments offered to the substitute amended be adopted.
All right, is there any objection? If not, so ordered. Representative Locker?
Yes, I wasn't clear with the time frame, Madam Chairman. Now that he has given me his reasons for why he would like it to proceed at the possible expense of all of the projects, my concern is that this bill may not even be through the legislature before the end. And I mean, to tie it to something such a ridiculous date, you have no idea when this is going to get to DOT, signed by the governor. It could be 2 days before we're, or not 2 days, certainly 90 days he's got, right? I mean, to me, I just can't object too strongly to a bill that's written this way.
Would you like to amend the bill to the 14th legislature or something similar?
Or take it out would be better.
I think it out.
I thought that was the committee's desire.
Yeah. Would you like to move?
Yes, I would so move. I would move
would
that after the word to direct the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to complete as soon as possible, thank you, Adelheid. And then eliminate any reference to 13 legislature and then take up.
That's in the form of a motion.
Yes.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Madam Chairman, I think it's fine. I think they can do it by the next session, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
As soon as possible covers the amendments.
Good.
Yeah.
As soon as possible sounds good.
All right, do we have any more discussion on this, Representative Phillips?
Well, I just want to sort of sum it up. Okay, we had two studies. Both of them were feasibility studies, one done by the Senate Transportation Committee, and one by DOT, right? And they laid out the different access to Whittier by motor vehicle or whatever, right? Okay. This thing here has selected one way of getting into in and out of that tunnel, right? This is okay, and the resolution is for the money for the design and engineering for that.
Preliminary design.
Okay, preliminary design for that recommendation.
Right.
Now, what I'm getting at is, how did we determine that this is the way to go?
The position taken by this resolution was the, according to my discussions with Armstrong yesterday, I asked him almost precisely that same question.
Mm-hmm.
I said that if you take this option, it's the cheapest automobile route that you could go and provide automobile access other than rail. He felt, and he said, and he couldn't even qualify that by saying positively, so they'll probably know when they get done doing the preliminary and when they do the cost study at the end of the cost per unit, can say exact quantifying that. But other than that, he said, you know, the cheapest, absolute cheapest way is to throw additional cars on the shuttle. The next possibility is this route.
How much is this one?
Doesn't know. He won't know until he gets preliminary design.
Okay, I just want to boil it down.
Because what they look at is then because the next generation above this is going to new tunnels, expanded tunnels, and then all the other various generations.
Representative Green, do you have something to say? I saw you.
Representative?
Well,
honorary, I guess.
You're still entitled to the title, are you not?
I guess. I'll accept it.
Yeah,
you are.
No. The option study did put some, threw out some preliminary figures, and they're really very soft. But for this one, memory serves me, it's $34 million or something like that. The full tunnel where you're having, developing it for two-way traffic, is about 68, and that's based on the 1981 option study. But those figures are real rough estimates. Until you have a preliminary design done, those figures don't mean much.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that this is indeed the number one recommendation. I mean, we already put out money for two studies, right? And I just want to make sure this is it. This is the one we ought to spend the planning and engineering money on, and not find out later that, oops, you know, we got to try another one.
Well, we don't. There may be some problem that comes up
with
the design that makes it more costly and then a less desirable. But I think the least desirable choice is to do another study. In other words, the option study was for the purposes of making a choice or giving a range of possibilities, and I think it helped narrow some down.
Representative
Boone. Yes, just a statement, Madam Chairman. It seems to me like it all, it just dawned on me a minute ago. All the studies that we do, all the studies that we've had for the past 3 years that I know of, it gets to the point that I'm beginning to think that bureaucracy, that's exactly what they want. And the more studies you make, then you've got so much money tied into the studies, you got to go ahead and program.
I'd like to make a statement too. I couldn't agree more as far as studies are concerned. We were talking about two studies on the Whittier access. We're not talking about two studies. We're talking about a stack of studies at high that have been done and done and done. And to me, this is a step in the right direction, is to determine a way and have them investigate that as far as cost analysis, so on and so forth is concerned, rather than study then come back and then do it later on again.
And if I may, just one more, that's why I would respectfully disagree with Representative Lockhart. With all of the volumes and volumes they got, if they can't come up with a preliminary design by the start of next year, I don't know what we spent all the money on all the studies for. Really, it just gets you right there.
Poor Mitch's heart's overloaded. So I'm gonna be overworked one of these days too.
Well, I think they got the message from the committee that they have a stack of paper like that, and their job is to now, with all their engineering experts and all their to digest that and produce, talk about the ventilation question, and come up with some practical application as to how they're gonna implement it.
It would appear to me that this is directing things to ahead rather than, again, continuing to study. And do we have any further discussion on it?
One thing,
Representative Locker.
The fiscal impact is the statement I see is March 4th, and so I need to know what it would be on this resolution.
$250,000.
$40,000. This is
okay.
March 4th. This is a different piece of legislation.
Yes. It has to do with the original resolution. However,
we're only committing $250,000.
Yeah, we would only be committing $250,000 and not any more as far as preliminary design is concerned.
And they figured $250,000 would be sufficient.
It would be sufficient.
Madam Chairman, I'm sure it's increased by 100% since we put out the committee substitute.
you're distressed and I wouldn't say distress is the word. Your
nervousness
I think is appreciated by all. Is there any further discussion on this resolution? If not, I'll entertain a motion to pass it out of committee.
The motion is made, and I remove my objection.
Oh, all right. Then, is there any further objection?
This was to accept.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
the motion was to accept.
Right. So I do need a motion at the present time, and I thought
I'd make a motion we move it out of committee with individual recommendations.
Representative Szymanski has moved that we move it out of committee with individual recommendations. Is there any objection? If not, so ordered. As amended. I guess I didn't say that.
Technically, say I move.
Technically, every Republican here puts no rec.
Yeah.
I put no rec.
Yeah, well, total rec, get out. No rec.
Total rec.
I think maybe that
is. No, I put two pass.
Not off this table. Come on, I already know which one Fritz is.
All right, our next bill is a fairly new bill. We thought we'd take it up at this time so that we could, because of an event that is taking place, we have with us Ginger Bain, who would like to testify on Senate Bill 165, having to do with relating to racing events on the public highway. Ginger?
My name is Ginger Bain. I'm a staff aide to Senator Vic Fisher. I'd like to talk just a few minutes. You have a sheet that I brought down to the committee yesterday that's a brief history of what happened with this bill. Early in the session, Senator Fisher was contacted by a man who lives in the Mat Valley who would like to have a bicycle racing event for a community fundraiser. In order to do that, he went to the regulations governing the use of bicycles, and those regulations said that the only way that a bicycle can have a special racing event along a state highway is that they had to get a permit under the statute that's quoted in your cover letter explaining this bill. Under AS 059001. The problem with that statute is that when you read it, apparently by oversight, it gives authority to issue permits for special racing events along state highways only to snow machines, automobiles, and motorcycles. Those are the only things that are listed. Therefore, Senator Fisher introduced the original bill, SB 165, that simply added the word and bicycles to that statute. Before the first committee hearing in the Senate Transportation Committee, it became apparent that simply including bicycles under this statute didn't address the problem that inevitably people would seek permits to have racing events involving vehicles other than bicycles, snow machines, automobiles, and motorcycles. Therefore, he withdrew that and introduced a sponsor substitute that simply said that any racing event along state highways can be permitted as long as it can be done according to law and within the confines of public safety. At that point, as the sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 165 went to the Rules Committee, and went on to the floor of the Senate. There was debate on the floor of the Senate, confusion over the purpose of it. The members of the Senate wanted to remove, at this point, the Athletic Commission was the agency that was supposed to grant these permits. There's a lot of difficulty with the Athletic Commission. As a result of that, many members of the Senate wanted the troopers, felt they were the more appropriate agency to give these permits than the Athletic Commission. The bill was sent back to the Rules Committee, where it was amended to strike the Athletic Commission and put in the Department of Public Safety. It came back to the floor of the Senate. It was further amended on the floor of the Senate because of some confusion that some of the members of the Senate felt that the second paragraph of the bill was still confusing. They offered an amendment that simply reduced the second paragraph to say the Department of Public Safety may grant permission for a special racing event under the times and circumstances and places and conditions that they deem appropriate, period. It is that form that bill comes to this committee. A question came up yesterday that I've been trying to find an answer to, and that is the obvious, when you read the bill as it comes to you now, what happens if you're denied a permit? There is no recourse to you if you go to the troopers and you're denied a permit. I went back to Senator Ray and Senator Rohde were the two senators who offered the amendment on the floor of the Senate that rewrote the second paragraph of this bill that eliminated the language that provided for a hearing under the Administrative Procedures Act. I got a hold of Senator Rohde yesterday and I asked him, was this your intention when you introduced this amendment? And he said, my recollection is that our intention certainly was not to remove a person's access to a public hearing if they're denied a permit unfairly. He said that was an oversight, but you should check with Senator Ray to make sure that that's the case. I have not been able to speak directly to Senator Ray. I spoke with the staff this morning, and they again felt that it would not have been the senator's intention to remove a person's right to public hearing, that was simply an oversight. So I have given Representative Cato language that the drafter suggested to include in this bill to include the language again that would give someone, a citizen denied a permit, the right to a public a hearing under the Administrative Procedures Act. There was another amendment that was offered on this bill on the floor of the Senate that was not considered because it was withdrawn in lieu of the amendment that was adopted, that further gave the department the right under adopted regulations to delegate the authority to issue the permits to under this section, the village safety office, police officers, local police department, or local offices of the state troopers. That, if the committee wanted to consider that, and I have no recommendation, and neither does Senator Fisher on this, that was the reason that language was included in the amendment that Senator Fisher was going to offer on this bill was to provide for those areas in Alaska where they may not have a local state trooper's office, or they may not have a local. It may be that the Department of Public Safety would choose to issue permits to the Department of Motor Vehicles rather than the troopers, in which case some areas in Alaska would have a hard time getting those permits. The feeling of the Senate when they passed the bill out by simply saying that the troopers can, or the Department of Public Safety can issue the permits under the times and conditions that they deem necessary, they felt that was adequate, and that the troopers were the most appropriate agency to do that and would make the right decisions about how to issue those permits. If the committee wishes to include the language that would guarantee personal rights to hearing under the Administrative Procedures Act, the feeling of the Senate is that certainly would address any questions that came up with this bill.
Representative Phillips?
I have a question here. Now, when I first looked at it, it seemed to be a real good deal, but then I started thinking, I don't know, about 15 years ago, they had the Midnight 600. I think you probably remember the snow machine race, Anchorage Fairbanks. It was the world's toughest snow machine race. And at that time, I know the Department of Highways had control of whether that race was going to take place or not. But looking at this, I understand, you know, public safety is going to be controlling, and, you know, there's the safety factor. But this thing is excluding DOT in making that determination. And it seems to me that, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that public safety and DOT should be the ones coordinating this thing, where the left hand knows what the right hand's doing. Because I can possibly see some problems in the future where troopers says, sure, have this race. DOT says, no, because we're going to be blasting on this hillside for construction without the public safety even knowing about it. they may say, you know, and I'm not trying to shoot the bill down, I just think that there's some potential problems where DOT may be working on a section of road without the knowledge of public safety. I mean, I don't know whether that's been brought up or not.
When the bill arrived at the floor of the Senate, it included language that required that the permits be issued with the concurrence of the Commissioner of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. That was, you see, the amendment that was offered on the floor of the Senate eliminated the second paragraph of this bill and substituted the language that simply says the troopers can
right.
issue permits by their own discretion.
Right.
And the part of the language they eliminated was the language that required concurrence with the Commissioner of DOT.
Yes, I see what you're getting at.
The other question, the feeling of the Senate at the time that they removed that requirement is that part of the confusion here is that during the process of working on this bill, it became apparent that many people thought, for instance, that foot races were something that could be conducted legally along state highways. As it turns out, they cannot be without this bill. There is no legal permitting procedure to allow foot races or any other vehicular or non-vehicular traffic use along the highway. And in the absence of specific authority to grant the permission, then the restrictions on the use of the highway apply. And those restrictions basically say you can't be on or along a highway under any circumstances.
The reason I brought it up is, you know, I know they had, every spring they have the runners run from Anchorage down the Seward Highway. How is the, you know, somebody signing off on this race of public safety know when those guys are blasting or not blasting on the new Seward Highway project? And, you know, it just seems to me that if you have the two of them coordinating and say, yes, you can run at this time, we're not blasting, and no one will get hurt, result.
I can't speak for the Department of Transportation, but I do know that whenever they do blast...
Well, I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah,
I know they allow the public...
The public knows about it, and surely they wouldn't issue a permit for the day that they're going to...
Right, but public safety may not know that.
Yeah,
see?
They don't.
But the other problem that the Senate was considering is what happens if somebody simply wants to get permission to hold a simple foot race. What kind of requirement is it going to be? They have to go to the troopers, and then the troopers have to call up the commissioner of DOT and make sure that it's okay with them and get concurrence and permission in it. They wanted to streamline the process.
Right. Representative Booth.
Yeah, by streamlining the process, I'll go back to what Representative Phillips says. So we want to have a foot race. We want to go down the Seward. The troopers can say, yeah, that's a good idea. But they don't know where all the, the detours on that thing are absolutely horrendous. This could be a tremendous problem, number one. So I think the Department of Transportation should be in. Secondly, what's going to happen if somebody decides we're going to have an 18-wheeler race event on our highways? We can't even keep the highways going on normal traffic, to say nothing about the tear-ups of that, or the funny car races on the highway. There's another one. So I don't think the bill has really addressed some of the problems in the deal. Now, the other deal is that if the Department of Transportation and the Department of Public Safety have gotten together on this, and let's assume the Department of Transportation is in it, and the guy comes up and says, I want a permit to do this, the Department of Transportation says, no, you can't do this, and here's some of the reasons for it. And he goes to the Department of Safety, and he says, no, by golly, I couldn't get one from those guys either, so I don't think that's a very good deal, so I'm going to appeal it. Here we go again. My attitude is, if the Department of Safety says, no, you can't do it, and gives them reason, and the Department of Public Safety says, no, you can't do it, and gives a good reason, then he ought to get the damn message that he can't have this particular event on this particular day, and let it go at that, and to heck with giving the guy his rights to do it. I mean, how many more rights we got to give them? Two people, expertise, two divisions, two departments, have given their decision on it, and they know what it is, and there are reasons why. So why do we have to go through the process of a court hearing on the thing, spending that kind of money for a racing event? I mean, I just don't understand the philosophy of it. I'd say, if they say, no, you can't have it, that ought to be it. Most people should accept that. Most people should accept that decision. I know it sounds awful loose in some lines of philosophical thinking, but nevertheless, it's
well, you know, I mentioned that about the blasting thing. I just wanted to, you know, I know that won't happen, but I just wanted to use that as an example, because there's other things we may not foresee that might be real minor, and all it is a matter of communication. I think I'll offer an amendment, or a suggested amendment, to try it on you here.
Okay.
Yes. Representative Phillips is finished.
Well, I'd like to speak on the bill before the amendment, if it's all right.
I haven't moved that. That's suggested amendment.
I haven't even stated suggested amendment.
Yeah.
Point of clarification.
Yes.
Is this your redraft? This obviously got to be redrafted in the Senate bill, because this can't be the Senate bill because it's got the language in it. Where's the Senate bill?
You should have before you the committee
substitute.
No, that's the
Senate
substitute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you'll read that, you'll see where they have deleted.
And that's the deletion language that they screwed
up. The bottom of the second paragraph there, that language that was deleted by a floor amendment offered by Senator Moody and Senator Ray.
Could we have the committee please come to order? Representative Samaski, I would suggest you read your bills.
Well, I was reading it, and I was trying to figure out exactly what it was saying.
I command you to understand it. Command you to understand it
now. All right.
I'll yield it.
Representative Phillips yields. Representative Locker.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I would just like to direct the committee's attention to the letter from Mr. Kalibowski, who is in charge of the state troopers, has, and how he has directed the people that first requested this legislation as to how it would be handled, how their request would be handled. And I don't know about other people, but I was remiss and did not read my packet. And just those couple of minutes, I think, has set a whole lot of these questions to rest. And please let's remember that this bill, even though not sacred, has gone through a full committee process. And so let's not be so quick to start making amendments before we have that idea. I haven't done my homework, Madam Chairman. The letter is close to the end, and I think it answers a lot of the questions.
Yes, I saw it.
Mitch, can you read that last one? Your command is just...
We have before us...
No, I wasn't going to make that amendment.
We have before us at the present time, in order to put things back into perspective, the actual bill itself. We have been discussing the amendment that we don't have before us, however, needed to have the discussion on. The chair would entertain, not demand, but entertain a motion to adopt the amendment if anyone so wishes.
Also moved.
Representative Locker has moved to adopt the amendment, which of which you have a copy, page 1, following line 14, delete all material and insert. This then would take care of what was inadvertently done and restores to the people a right to appeal. Is there any objection?
Object.
All right, Representative Spann.
Well, maybe I can go through the chairs of the witness and see if I can understand how you, you know, got to put it in Polish terms, I think. But
please do.
Okay. I tend to, after going back and looking at what they deleted, think that we ought to leave what they were going to delete in the bill, and don't go with the amended language, because in essence, and that would satisfy, I think, Representative Abood's concern and my concern as well, that all we need to do is actually go back and reverse the condition that the bracketed area here in the Senate statute, and that allows us to have concurrence by both Commissioner of Highways, Commissioner of Public Safety, and it also includes the provision of the amendment, if I'm not mistaken.
Would you like to make a motion to that effect, Representative Spence?
Yeah, I'd make a motion to that effect.
Point of order.
Oh, wait, we have a motion.
Oh, we have a motion on the floor.
I'm sorry. That was...
motion on the first amendment.
The motion is on the First Amendment, which does everything with the exception of the concurrence of the commissioner.
What is your pleasure before we vote?
And, maybe my
opinion. I can withdraw that.
Is to accept the amendment.
It's been moved. Question?
It's been moved. Question? Any more discussion on it?
Yeah. You're suggesting that it is to adopt this amendment, which does not include the concurrence of both highway and...
You can make another amendment.
Okay.
All right. Is there any objection to the amendment? If not, so ordered. Representative Phillips.
Well, that's what I was trying to get at. I mean, this letter right here, January 23rd, 1983, is only addressing to the existing law. Public safety would have to have the concurrence of the Commission on Athletics and DOT. But we are, right now, with this bill here, it's taking out that concurrence. And what I was going to suggest on line 15, say, Department of Public Safety, in concurrence with DOTPF, may grant. So in other words, public safety would pick up the phone, talk to DOT, and says, we got this race going on. Is it all right? Do you foresee any real problems with construction or whatever? And that's all I was asking, is to have at least the two departments talking. But we are actually taking the language out. If you look on line 24 and 25, without the concurrence of the Commissioner of Highways and the Commissioner of Public Safety. So all I'm suggesting is that DOT at least pick up the phone, or Public Safety pick up the phone and ask DOT.
Could we put that in the form of a letter of intent?
I'd rather put it in an amendment.
Do you have an amendment? I mean, you have the floor at the present time.
Well, I'll yield.
Mike?
Well, I was just going to, we could...
amend the amendment?
We've already passed the amendment. We could just add another section or add whatever, C or whatever, but just say no permit, just use the language that they have, only just change the language. No permit may be issued by the Commissioner of Public Safety for the use of a state highway without the concurrence of the Commissioner of Department of Transportation.
Chairman, I think I have a problem with that because it requires the permission of the commissioner, and trying to get his time is pretty limited. So I wanted to leave enough room, say, like the deputy commissioner from South Central Region can give that concurrence.
But he could delegate that.
I would venture to say he would never see this anyway.
Okay.
If it's written that
way.
If we had done...
Wait a minute. Let me get things back to the perspective. Where are we? Did you make an actual... You didn't make an actual proposal.
No, I just threw it out.
Okay, so we're still under discussion on the general bill. Does anyone wish to amend the situation so that the Department of Transportation would also be consulted?
Madam Chairman, I'll move that conceptually, and however the staff fit it in, that would be fine.
Representative Phillips has moved conceptually that the Department of Transportation be consulted. Is there any further discussion on that? Are you ready for the question? No objection? So ordered.
Did you want to move the bill?
Yes, the chair would entertain a motion to move the bill as amended.
Is this not a priority?
Hardly.
This is being referred to as my crime package. This little bill right here. This is not on the priority list.
Madam Chairman, I would move sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 165. As amended, be moved with individual recommendations.
You've heard the motion. Is there any objection? If not, so ordered. Is there any further business come before the committee? We did have 170 on today, and we, because the figures weren't finished, we withdrew it from the agenda.
Okay.
I want to thank you all for one good meeting. Not that we don't have lots of, but this one, I think, is good. Yeah, I didn't mean that, but it sounded.
It's already funded. I'm excited. Capital supplement.